This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together. Hi, and welcome to another edition of Nation Talk. On today's show, we have the President and CEO of the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, Mr. J.P. Gladue. Hi, J.P., and welcome to Nation Talk.
Thanks so much. Always great to be here.
Now, it's hard to believe that we've packed up the holiday decorations and are moving rapidly into the new year. What would you say was one of the biggest highlights for CCAB for 2015?
Well, there are a couple highlights that I want to pick out, and one of them being the expansion of the number of members that have actually come into the CCAB family, particularly the number of Aboriginal business members. We've seen considerable growth, and that's been definitely feeding the need for us to drive extra value, as much value as we can, to our members. The other one that I wanted to pick up on is our Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation Conference, which we held in November in Saskatoon, and it was an exceptional packed day. It was our inaugural conference where we looked at economic development corporations and the opportunities and the challenges around financing, partnerships, managing liabilities and risk. And it really did turn out to be an amazing success for us and everybody that was involved, and so much so that we're going to be regrouping and doing it again in October 2016 in Banff. So we are excited to see where we're going to take this. It's a growth area, I think, and a lot of communities are already starting to ask, when's it happening next?
For our listeners who don't know much about what an Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation is, how would you describe it? What makes it different?
Well, Aboriginal Economic Development Corporations are the business arms, quite often, of our Indigenous communities, whether it be the Métis, the Inuit, or our First Nations. And they really are the bodies that are helping drive business opportunities. They're the ones that are building business relationships with non-Indigenous businesses, often building relationships with municipalities. Also as a vehicle to communicate the aspirations of the individual communities themselves on what they deem appropriate for business. And often they are arm's length from chief and council, but often they have a really great diverse board, such as having a council member, community members on there, as well as local business leaders and First Nation business leaders as well.
The Canadian economy, from oil to the dollar, has seen better days. How do you see the present situation out there?
Well, no doubt the current economic climate is challenging, to say the least. I think basically all the commodity markets, with the exception of forestry, have seen better days, as you say. A lot of companies are in survival mode. We recognize that. We have a lot of conversations with a lot of our members. And so they're really going back to core of business. They're trying to limit their spending. And at the same time, some of the members that we've spoken to are saying, you know, we need to be able to emerge out of this with strong Indigenous practices. So those are still really important to our companies. And I like to use an analogy. It's, you know, we've got a large caribou herd, and there's a culling that's happening. And at the end of the day, the herd will come out stronger if we can concentrate on those solid business practices. And nowadays, Indigenous relationships are just core to that.
Are there actual Aboriginal business attributes that work in their favor?
Absolutely. Just take a look at what we've been able to achieve as Aboriginal businesses in this country over the last 20-25 years. We've, you know, and I've said this number of times, you know, we've been left out of the economy for a very long time, but look at what we've been able to achieve in such a short amount of time. And I think that's due to the tenacity of our community members coming from a place where you don't have a whole lot, to creating successful businesses that are contributing, you know, expected, you know, $12 billion or a total GDP of $30 billion. And those are numbers that are becoming mainstay. That doesn't happen without dedication, and we're going to see that continue to grow. We're going to see communities still finding new pathways to creating economic prosperity for their communities, and that just comes from a place of sheer will.
You know, a lot of talk over the years have been putting all the eggs in one basket, and this brings up the importance of diversity out there. What's CCAB doing to diversify the value for its members?
That's a great question. The opportunity, I think, is for us to create a space for our entrepreneurs to come to locate tools and financing opportunities for them to get set for the next emerging markets. Our economy will eventually turn around. And in order for them to be stronger at it, they've got to have those tools. They've got to have access to financing, hence our Aboriginal Economic Development Corporation conference to help educate and connect. But also, we've got such a strong membership base of service providers, both Indigenous and non, that are there to actually help our members start up and grow their businesses. So we are developing a new program called TFAB. We are looking at launching this spring and summer, and we're working with our members to basically fill the buckets of all the business tools that we're looking for. The other thing that we're looking at doing is we are currently working with OMX. They are an organization that helps put procurement opportunities in front of many of the shipbuilding or the vessel building and government contracts, defense spending, and getting our Aboriginal entrepreneurs in front of those opportunities, along with our other partner, Export, out of Saskatchewan, who's got a very strong procurement tool that we're working with to get more opportunities in front of our members when they start to come out.
Well, there sounds like there's a lot of excitement going on out there and going on at CCAB. And speaking of excitement, your annual Toronto Gala is coming up on February the 2nd at the Ritz-Carlton in Toronto. Can you speak to us about this? What is this?
It's our 18th annual Toronto Gala. It's hard to believe it's been that many years since we've been celebrating our Aboriginal Hall of Famers. If you ever come to our office, you'll see all of the faces on our wall, and it's just incredible. I love walking through it. It inspires me every day. There's also the Aboriginal Youth Entrepreneur of the Year Award that we celebrate with our partner, ESS, part of Compass Group, and they get a $10,000 cash award. Admittedly, one of the things that I'm most excited about is to hear Reggie Leach. He's our keynote of the evening. Now, folks that know Reggie Leach know that he was a sniper with 115, I believe, kilometer hour shot, and goalies couldn't read. Anyways, I've been reading his book. I'm almost finished. I'm really excited to hear Reggie's story. And we've also got Winique Hornmiller, Olympian, polo player, sports broadcaster. She's our MC, so she's going to be doing a fantastic job. I once had to follow her in a speech, and I tell you, she's a tough act to follow.
And who is this year's Lifetime Achievement Award recipient?
Well, we have Chief Darcy Bear from Whitecap, Dakota. And I've gotten to know Chief Bear over the years, an exceptional business leader, very humble man. What he's been able to achieve with the support of his community has been nothing short of exceptional. We can't wait to share his story. A lot of people know who he is, and also a great golfer. And, as an example, his community has a world-class golf course that has actually hosted PGA tours. So it's a jam-packed night, and Chief Bear is going to no doubt wow us with his story.
Wow. I mean, what an exciting lineup. And Reggie Leach, though, I know he has just finished writing his book, right? Now, I do believe that somewhere that every guest at your gala is going to receive a copy of Reggie Leach's fantastic new biography.
Yes, the Riverton Rifle, and everybody is going to get a personal signed copy of Reggie's book, and it's going to be a keepsake for sure, and it's an amazing story. We often hear of these incredible Indigenous trailblazers like Reggie, but you really don't understand it until you start to get into their life and actually share the story of how this young boy, who was raised by his grandparents, became this all-star hockey player, like one of NHL's greatest players. And it's been a real treat to get to learn more about the details through Reggie's book, and looking forward to hearing his story.
Just as a sidebar, apparently Mr. Leach is also a businessman.
Yeah, he had a successful landscaping company after hockey. I mean, hockey is also business, and he actually talks a lot about it in his book. And, he's a guy that goes around the country. He's relentless. He's tireless. He's always inspiring youth. He does a lot of speaking, and there's a business end to that as well. And, he's been around for a long time, still very young, and I'm sure he's got plenty more decades left in him to keep going. He is exceptional.
Well, it sounds like an exceptional evening with Chief Darcy Bear, young Jacob Pratt, keynote speaker Reggie Leach and the beautiful Winnie Korn Miller as your gala MC. Now, if I wanted to get some tickets, how would I go about doing that?
Oh, just visit us at ccab.com and just go underneath the events tab and click on there and it'll guide you right to where you need to be.
President and CEO of the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, Mr. J.P. Gladue, thank you very much for being with us here today on Nation Talk. This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.